Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for August 10th to August 17th and beyond?
On Tuesday, August 12th, Mercury leaves Cancer and enters Leo.
So the good news is that Mercury will no longer be in Cancer, no longer be subject to the emotional mood swings of the water sign of the moon.
But then there's the bad news. Mercury now comes under the influence of Neptune, which is creeping along on the opposite side of the zodiac in Aquarius.
This puts the planet of the rational mind, Mercury, opposite to the planet of the irrational dream world, Neptune. Sounds like delusional thinking is in the offing.
That's true, David. Mercury is an easily influenced planet. Therefore, Neptune's fogginess can cloud Mercury's rationality. But, as always, there are two sides to this energy pattern. The positive aspect of Neptune helps Mercury to be more intuitive, more imaginative, and therefore more creative.
But, Ron, Neptune is also deception. So its influence on Mercury, the planet of the media, can bring up more manipulation and disinformation from that quarter, making media reports suspect.
Ah, this is true, David. There is some danger with this pattern.
So let's be sure to have our collective BS meters tuned up and ready to use to ensure that we aren't going to be fooled again by the hype meisters and spin doctors of the mainstream media.
Okay. There are no other major changes in the zodiac coming this week.
But there are three planetary conjunctions that are getting closer and closer together, therefore gaining in strength. This creates a further intensification for events, which have already become pretty unbearable.
An interesting astrological item here is that Saturn and Mars, a malefic combination that brings harsh actions, violence, and destruction, is manifesting at the same time as the benefic combination of Venus and Jupiter, signifying wise counsel, kindness, and humane actions. And the two planetary patterns are in square aspect to each other, that is to say, at odds with one another.
This explains some of what has been going on in the world last week. A series of real emergencies, from the Ebola epidemic in West Africa to the threatened extermination of thousands of Iraqi Kurds on a desert mountaintop. All of this simultaneous with heroic efforts to save those under various threats. How long does this go on for, Ron?
Well, Venus will be in Cancer with Jupiter until the end of August. Mars will be in Libra with Saturn until September 4th, so essentially 3 more weeks.
And last but not least, we have Ketu, the planet of chaos, approaching ever closer to Uranus, the planet of sudden unexpected events. This promises to bring a lot of unwanted wild card action into the mix. Be careful, people.
Right, and that one goes on for several months. Also, since as of August 7th, we now have Venus together with Jupiter in the sign Cancer, the ruler of Cancer, the Moon, becomes important for timing events signified by the Venus-Jupiter conjunction.
What this does is to really boost the lunar energy as it passes through each sign. The Moon is essentially carrying the energy of Venus and Jupiter, the two major benefic planets of Vedic astrology.
Also, how the Moon itself is faring has a lot to do with how the Jupiter-Venus energy will manifest. When the dispositor, in this case the Moon, is happy, the Jupiter-Venus combo works well. When the Moon is stressed, the Jupiter-Venus combo is more inclined to misbehave.
Well, on that note, let's check the movement of the Moon for the coming week. Today, on the 10th of August, the energy is really strong because the Moon is in Capricorn, directly opposite its own sign, Cancer, and the planets in Cancer, and it's a full moon to boot.
And that's a lot of energy to spread around, and the news has been jumping. So many things going on. Russians on the border, the truce is over in Gaza, double hurricanes for Hawaii, Islamist extremists on the rampage. It's exhausting.
Tomorrow, August 11th, the moon will be in Aquarius and conjunct Neptune.
The moon, representing the wisdom of Jupiter plus the kindness of Venus, in humanitarian Aquarius.
Add in the Neptunian energy for fantasy and utopian dreams. It's quite a mix.
And then on Wednesday and Thursday, August 13th through 14th, the moon will transit through Pisces. This is one of Jupiter's signs. So there will be a Parivatna Yoga, an exchange of sign rulerships between the moon and Jupiter. Also, Jupiter will be sending its trine aspect back to the moon.
But, topping it off, the moon will be exactly conjunct the panic button combo of Uranus and K2 on Thursday, setting things up for unusual events and even more crisis, which could come from Mother Nature or crazy humans.
My guess would be that, if anyone is thinking that the international scene is complicated of late, well, things could really start to tangle big time this coming week.
Way too much is going on. Forest fires, floods, earthquakes, Ebola, and conflict zones dotting the globe. With the way all these planets are tied together somehow, I'm getting a bit worried.
Yeah, sounds like we should just all plan to keep our heads down next week.
Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Astro News Report for daily updates.